These verses that Brother Tom just read are the very best verses in the Bible that deal with a believer's responsibility concerning civil government. You will notice the repeated use of the word power in these verses. And the word power in these verses literally means authority. Let me reread it in verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, and that means those in authority. For there is no power or authority but of God. The powers or authorities that be are ordained of God. And in this context, it is literally talking about law enforcement. So according to this passage, when we rebel against the authority of civil government, and when we rebel against the authority of law enforcement, according to this passage, we are literally rebelling against the authority of God. Because that's where they get their authority. They get their authority from God. You see, the Bible says that God has all power and all authority, but sometimes he delegates that some of that authority to man. For example, I am the pastor of this church, and as the pastor of this church, I have a certain amount of spiritual authority. But I dare not abuse that authority because it's not really my authority. It's authority that has been delegated to me by God. And so I've got to be very careful about that, as do civil authorities. The same thing is true about civil authorities. Now, as my associate already mentioned, civil government was not man's idea. Civil government was God's idea. Civil government was ordained by God. I want to read to you the way one writer put it. One writer put it this way, and I'll put it on the screen. You can follow along as I read. There are many wonderful institutions that have been started by men and women throughout history. Many institutions have noble causes, impressive mission statements, and notable achievements. However, there are only three institutions that have commenced under the express authority and plan of Almighty God. The foundation and purpose of each of these institutions is found in the Bible. These three God-ordained institutions are the home, the government, and the church. They were instituted in that order. God established the home almost immediately following the creation of the universe, and it is the building block of any functioning civilization. Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." God established civil government shortly after Noah and his family exited the ark after the worldwide flood. The first responsibility given to civil government is found in Genesis 9:6, which says, "Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." This establishes a primary purpose of government as the protection of its citizens, beginning with the protection of the foundational right to life as a gift from God. God established the church with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone and the apostles as its foundation. Ephesians 2:20 describes the church as being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So, that means that there are three institutions established by God himself. There is the home, the government, and the church. And any authority that we have in the home, in the government, or in the church is authority that has been delegated to us by God. Therefore, we dare not abuse that authority. Now, I want to prove to you that if you rebel against man's authority that's been given to them by God, I want to prove to you that if you rebel against it, that you're rebelling against God himself. I want to show you what it says in verses 1 and 2. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power," that is, if you resist the authority of civil government, then you resist the ordinance or the authority of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it couldn't be any clearer that if we rebel against delegated authority, God-given delegated authority, then we rebel against God himself. The only exception is when man's authority contradicts what God said. Now, we do see a case like that in the Bible. In Acts chapter 5, the apostles were commanded not to preach in the name of Jesus. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, read it out loud, "We ought to obey God rather than men." That's the only exception. If civil authority tells us to do something that is contrary to God's word, or if they tell us not to do something that God has commanded us to do, that would be the only exception. Otherwise, we are expected to submit to the delegated authority that God has given to them. So much so, that the Bible refers to them as ministers. Notice what it says in verse number 4. For he, and again, it is specifically talking about the law enforcement officer. For he or she is the minister of God. Do you see that? They are ministers of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. Now in Bible days, law enforcement carried swords. Nowadays that would read, for he beareth not the revolver or the Glock in vain. I'm not trying to be cute. That's literally the way we would translate that nowadays. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now, in this context, it is not the pastor. It is the law enforcement officer that is a minister. And so law enforcement officers are literally ministers of God. And let me say this. You may ask, well, what is it that they minister? Pastor, we know what you minister. You minister God's word. But what do they minister? I'll tell you exactly what they minister. They minister law and order. And let me tell you something. The only alternative to that is chaos. I mean, we read about that in the book of Judges. Israel was set up as a theocracy. They were to answer directly to God, but they didn't want that. They said, give us a king to follow. And in between the time that they had rebelled against God and received a king, the Bible says, and every man did that which was right, you finish it, in his own eyes. In other words, chaos. And any place in America today where you see that the police department is short-staffed because of ridiculous defunding ideas, the result is always an increase in crime. And the result is chaos. Now, there's only one reason that civil government exists. And I'm going to read it to you in Romans chapter 13, 3 and 4. And I want you to notice the key word. It says, for rulers, that is law enforcement, are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. In other words, just do the right thing. You don't have to be afraid. Wilt thou? Listen, we had two people on this stage here tonight that were both packing. And I was not the least bit afraid. You know why? Because I'm not breaking the law. And that's exactly what he means. The other day we were on a trip and Nancy was driving. And every single time she saw a police car, she'd mash that brake. Every time. Even though she wasn't speeding. And I said, you know why you do that, don't you? And she said, why? I said, you got a guilty conscience. And it says, for rulers, that is law enforcement, are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? In other words, if you're doing wrong, you better be afraid. Do that which is good. And by the way, that's part of the problem in many of these places today, is the criminals are no longer afraid. And it says, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. All right, what's the key word? Evil. And so why does civil government exist? Why does law enforcement exist? One reason, are you ready? It's to restrain evil. That's why they exist. Recently in an interview, Trey Gowdy said, and I quote, defunding the police is the single dumbest idea I've ever heard. Who is going to process crime scenes? Arrest bad people? Who is going to enforce any law? Child abuse, homicide? Who is going to do it if it's not the police? Senator Tim Scott recently said, and I quote, defunding the police is a ridiculous idea. It is not an idea whose time has come. It should never come. The absolute nation requires law and order. We need order in our streets. And the easiest way to have that is to have a strong presence of character-driven law enforcement officers. And so the purpose of human government is to restrain evil. Now, have you ever heard this saying? How many of you have ever heard this saying? You cannot legislate morality. Have you ever heard that? You cannot legislate morality. That is absolutely true. Listen, there is no law on earth that can make you love another person. There is no law on earth that can make you kind to other people. There is no law on earth that can keep you from coveting what other people have. There is no law on earth that can make you good. Only God can do that. And since they cannot write a law that makes people good, that means they have to write laws that keep people from doing bad. Do you understand what I just said? There's no law on earth that can keep you from hating me. Therefore, there has to be a law that keeps you from killing me. There is no law on earth that can keep you from coveting my stuff. Therefore, there has to be a law that keeps you from stealing it. There is no law on earth that can make you a truthful person. Therefore, there has to be a law against perjury. So can I say it like this, and I'll put it on the screen. Since you cannot legislate morality, you have to legislate against immorality. Since you cannot legislate good into people's hearts, you have to legislate against evil behavior. Law enforcement officers are the ones who enforce that legislation. So with that said, let me just quickly mention three things that we need to do for law enforcement. Number one, we need to pay for law enforcement. Romans chapter 13 and verse 6 says, "For this cause pay ye tribute," and that means taxes, "also. For they," that is the police, "are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing." Now, you know what that tells me? That tells me, put that back up, please. That tells me that defunding the police is not only a stupid idea, it's anti-biblical. The Bible says pay your taxes, and in this context, it is for the purpose of funding the police, which is where I get my title, keep funding the police. And just in case we didn't get the point, the Apostle Paul mentioned it two more times in the next verse. In verse 7, he says, "Render therefore to all their dues," that means compensation, "tribute," that means taxes, "to whom tribute is due, custom," and that means taxes, "to whom custom." You know, a lot of times we get frustrated with paying taxes. Let's just be honest. Especially when we find out that those taxes are being wasted. You know, I heard they spent $500,000 to study the flow of ketchup. The government. Well, I can tell you about the flow of ketchup. It's too doggone slow. Amen? They didn't have to spend $500,000. They could have given that to our building fund. We get frustrated. We get frustrated when we hear about things like that. But I'm going to tell you, there's at least one area within civil government where I don't mind paying taxes, and that's to keep a strong police presence in our community. And the Bible teaches that. One officer said this, and I quote, he said, "I often hear from citizens, there's no amount of money that would get me to do your job. But let the public be reminded, we do it for far less. And Tom Burns did it for nothing." Number two, not only do we need to pay for law enforcement, number two, we need to pray for law enforcement. In 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3, it says this, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." If it were not for law enforcement, we would not be able to lead quiet and peaceable lives. We would not be able to do that. "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." I wanted to know how to pray for law enforcement. So I did a little research, and this is what I found. These are not original with me, and I'm sure the list is not exhaustive. But let me just quickly read 6 ways to pray for law enforcement. And since we have so many in our church, so many law enforcement officers in our church, this ought to really hit home with us tonight. Number one, pray for their safety. They risk their lives every day. Number two, pray for wisdom and discernment. They must be able to quickly make decisions as well as gauge the truth of a situation. Number three, pray for hope. They see more bad than good, and that can take a toll on someone. Number four, pray for faith. Those who wear the uniform need the faith and stamina to keep going, to believe even in the darkest situations that God is good. Number five, pray for strength and courage. The amount of perseverance required to do their job requires a strength that is greater than the person. And number six, pray for their families. The stress of sending a loved one out to a dangerous and unknown job every day can take a toll on families. And so I've just given you six ways that we can pray for law enforcement. We need to pay for law enforcement. We need to pray for law enforcement. And number three, we need to praise law enforcement. Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And so tonight we're here to not just honor Tom Burns, but to honor all law enforcement officers. I like what Senator John Kennedy said. He's just got a way with words. He said, without order, there is no justice. We can't have a society without order. And we have decided to hire law enforcement officials to maintain order. And then he said, if you hate cops just because they are cops, you don't know a thing about them. And the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. Let me close with this. It is a take. It's not verbatim. I've added a few of my own words. I've changed it a little, but it is a take on something that Paul Harvey said on the radio years ago. What do you think of when you think of law enforcement officers? There are many falsehoods and misconceptions out there, so here is the truth. Law enforcement officers are many things: a son or a daughter, a father or a mother, an aunt or an uncle, sometimes even a grandmother or a grandfather. They are protectors in a time of need and comforters in times of sorrow. Their job calls for them to be a diplomat, a psychologist, a friend, and an inspiration. They suffer from an overdose of bad publicity about brutality and dishonesty, and even more from the notoriety produced by unfounded charges. Too often, acts of heroism go unnoticed, and the truth is buried under all the criticism. The fact is, less than 0.5% of officers ever discredits the uniform. That's a better average than you'll find among clergymen. Law enforcement officers are ordinary people who are called upon for extraordinary bravery for us. Their job may sometimes seem routine, but the interruption can be moments of stark terror. They are people who face crazed gunmen, who rescue lost children, who challenge the mob, and risk their necks more than we realize. They deserve our respect and profound thanks. Law enforcement officers stand between the law abider and the law breaker. They are the prime reason your home hasn't been burned, your family abused, and your business looted. Try to imagine what society would be like without them. And then try to think of some ways to make their job more rewarding. Show them the respect they really deserve. Offer them a smile and a kind word. See that they don't have to be magicians to raise their families on less than adequate salaries. We thank God for all the little boys and girls who said, when I grow up, I want to be a policeman or a policewoman. We think law enforcement officers are great, and we hope you feel the same way. We also hope that you will show it, so there will always be enough good officers to go around. Amen. Shall we stand?